All right, let's put some purpose in this party because it is Tuesday, and every Tuesday is Father's Day. We celebrate with Real Fathers, Real Men, brought to you by Wahl. Yes, it's brought to you by Wahl, a proud supporter of Real Fathers, Real Men. Wahl's new grooming products are specifically designed to meet the grooming needs of all African-American men. Learn about the new products at WahlGrooming.com.
George Wallace's mama used Wahl products for her back.
For her back?
For her back.
Yeah.
Very hairy.
Yeah.
If you like it like that.
Yeah.
I don't.
They got the self-sharpening blades and cuts right through it.
She loves all that.
Really?
She loves all that.
Mm. Bump protection that's on the Wahl.
Bumpy and hairy. Her back.
Protects the bumps too, huh?
Sorry, George.
Sybil's quiet again.
Yeah, whenever she's quiet, I'm
sure. I was just thinking that was your old group name.
What?
Bumpy and hairy.
Bumpy and hairy.
That's a good one, Sam.
That's a good one.
Bumpy and hairy.
You and George together. Wallace. You started out together.
Today's letter comes from East Orange, New Jersey. Dear Tom Joyner, I'd like to nominate my father, Willie Lindsay, for Real Fathers, Real Men. My dad has always been the light of my life since I was a little girl. For 38 years, I've watched him sacrifice his life, happiness, and personal needs to care for my mother and myself. My mother was diagnosed with a serious mental illness right after I was born. At the young age of 24, my newly married father had to quickly assume the role of both mother and father. While most men would have left and moved on with their lives, my dad stayed. Many thought that he should have left, but he always told me that he took his vows to be my mother, with my mother very seriously. Her illness has placed her in the hospital many times throughout their marriage, but my dad continues to fight for her. He takes care of her every need, whether it's taking her to the doctors, shopping for the clothes, or doing all the cooking. I've asked him many times to allow me to care for her because he has done it alone for so many years, but he has always refused because he never wanted me to be burdened, to have a burden in my life. If you know anything about caring for a loved one with mental illness, then you know it's a very hard and unpredictable sickness to deal with.
That's true.
My dad has always been there for me, and he never asked for anything in return. But if I could, I have one wish for him. I'd like for him to go on a relaxing vacation. Well, Willie Lindsay, congratulations. You're going to be today's real father, real man. And we're going to send you on a vacation. Mm. You got the vacation. Nice. You're going to Vegas. All
go ahead right. on, man.
What happens and there?
Stay there. Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy
man.
Yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
Willie Lindsay, East Orange, New Jersey. Letter written by his daughter, Katie McGravy. McCravy? McGravy. Yeah, McCravy, not gravy. Okay. I'm sure she got that a lot, though.
Yeah. She had a lot of snappy comebacks.
She can handle anything.
Yeah, she can handle anything.
But daddy can handle all that. Yeah, she's
a strong lady.